Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. So much news to get to. President Donald Trump has pardoned 15 people, Alan, including Republican allies, a 2016 campaign official ensnared in a Russia probe, and former government contractors convicted in a 2007 massacre in Baghdad. Trump commuted the sentences of five others. The acts of clemency announced Tuesday night include pardons of former Republican representatives Duncan Hunter of California and Chris Collins of New York, and a commutation for former Representative Steve Stockman of Texas. Trump also announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, whose conversation unwittingly helped trigger the Russia investigation that shadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. We knew there would be this flood.
And I don't think we've seen anything yet, David. I've been thinking a great deal about this pardon power, which is in the Constitution, which is quite clear. But I can certainly see the movement to some kind of a congressional fix for this, which would lead to the required amendment. This guy is now behaving in such a disgraceful way with these pardons. He's not the first president who ever did it. Bill Clinton was semi-shameless also with Mark Rich and some of the others. Nevertheless, this is all political. And anything that touches Trump that was thought to be very strange, he's reacting with pardons. Now, of course, these are the ones that are coming first. We haven't seen his pardoning a family. We haven't seen him. It's been widely suggested he may try to pardon himself, even secretly pardon himself, so that if he is arrested later on, he can wave around a pardon which he had. We just don't know about all of this, but we do know one thing, and that is that the pardon power is being abused like crazy, and therefore the rule of law once again is suffering. The idea that we are a nation of laws and that people commit crimes and that they are found guilty by courts and sentenced, and then Trump says, well, I like this guy, or this guy is close to my orbit, so I'm going to make sure that he get or she gets pardoned. In this case, it's he's that I seek.
Meanwhile, the president is threatening to torpedo the Congress's pandemic relief package. Remember that $900 billion package? He tweeted out Tuesday night suggesting he may not sign it. He said the bill would deliver too much money to foreign countries, but not enough to Americans. He said he wants $2,000 in direct payments for most Americans and up to $4,000 for couples. What's with the generous mood?
Well, first of all, he's not going to be the president anymore. He wants to go out and he wants to say, I did something. See, I was a man of the people. But what's interesting here is the Democrats say, fine, $2,000 is good with us. It's the Republicans that he's now fighting with. He's furious at Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell, he thinks, has now recognized the new president, Joe Biden, and he's going to get even with him. And he's going to throw a monkey wrench into the entire mess known as COVID relief. So he is, of course, being Trump. He's not being presidential in that there's plenty of problems, but he doesn't care about those or seem to care about those. He is only interested in his, quote, reelection and the idea that he is going to be reelected. Now, there are those people who think that, you know, he means it and he's genuinely crazy and that he didn't win the election and he refuses to come to reality. That's a possibility. But I think more on the target is a sort of a manipulativeness, which we have seen from him before. He thinks he can talk anybody out of anything, and he thinks he has the money and all of the rest. Meantime, apparently the person who he's been dealing with at Deutsche Bank has left her post, and that may signal that there's real trouble coming on that front, because that's where Cy Vance, Letitia James, and others have been taking a real close look, and those are going to be incredibly important for the potential prosecutions of Trump after he leaves office. The thing that's fascinating to me is because he has Tommy Tuberville in the Senate, and because he will raise an objection to the election results, and because there will be a big debate, there are going to be a lot of these cowardly, despicable senators who are going to vote with Trump even though they don't believe it and say he's really the president of the United States. Tuberville will make sure that that happens, and anybody who votes wrong, Trump will say, I've got all the Republicans, I'll put a primary opponent up against them, as I did with Tuberville and Jeff Sessions, and we'll beat whoever gives me a hard time.
Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden keeps making his picks. The latest, Connecticut Schools Chief as Education Secretary. It's Miguel Cardona, a lifelong champion of public schools. This election would fulfill his goal of installing an education chief who stands in sharp contrast to Secretary, of course, Betsy DeVos. Your thoughts on the pick?
Well, DeVos is a disgrace. We know it. And virtually anybody who is an educationalist or who cares about education would have done better and would have been better received. The idea that he is Hispanic, of course, means a great deal in this country, where Hispanics and people of color are coming into their own and taking the majority of this country. And this is a brilliant move by Biden, and he's going to get a lot of credit for it.
Not quite the holiday season this year all of us were expecting, and there will be many empty seats around the table this year, not only because of so many who have died, but because people are stuck at home, won't be able to travel, some very isolated. And the issue is getting everybody on the same page to do the right thing. That's been the announcement by President-elect Biden. It's his first order of business to get a 100-day mask mandate, get people doing what they can do so that maybe 2021 will be a lot brighter.
Well, we do know the vaccines are coming. I don't like the way that they're being administered. Obviously, there are people who are cutting into the front of the line and saying, I'm doing it to demonstrate to the people that they should have confidence. There may be some truth to that, but on the other hand, who wants to die? And if you can get the vaccine, they do it. Theoretically, the vaccines have arrived, but in fact, we're at the worst position we have ever been in. You just said people can't travel. A lot of people can't travel because of Christmas. On the other hand, there will be some foolish people who do, just as there was with Thanksgiving, and we saw the spike there. And each of these holidays, which people will say, it doesn't mean me.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.